TLS going to auto. Sex Logic is coming on. Okay, we're all set up.
Roger 10, stand by. Okay, Apollo 10 Houston, we'll give you a go for Pyro Arm.
Roger, Sex Logic coming back off.
In.
Do we want to remain high gain here until just before SEP?
Stand by one. High gain until SEP, and then go to Omni C, over.
Okay, that's Omni Charlie, is that right, Jack?
Omni Charlie at SEP, let's stay in high gain until that time, over.
Okay, fine, thank you. Then down to the pattern, the thing stopped scribing.
Roger, he stopped scribing.
Say again, John.
I'll say the EMF stopped scribing as I was driving it down to the test pattern, to the set it up on the exit range.
Oh, you mean driving it down to 37K?
Yeah, I can't get there from it. Say I'm on... stop scribing.
Yeah. Say the needle's not scraping or it's not driving in this tape?
It's not. The tape is driving, but the needle is not leaving any mark.
I understand.
I believe I'll go ahead and run it on down there anyway.
Roger.
Might as well.
Get some G's on it, it might work okay.
That's worth a try.
Roger, maybe it'll come back in.
On a non-exit pattern. Houston, this is 10. Have I got to go to activate the primary VAPS?
Stand by one. 10 Houston, activate the primary VAPS.
Okay, here goes.
Roger, maneuvering to SEP attitude. Tape back a half inch backwards and back and forth between the 37K line. And if that doesn't work, well, you can try the next pattern. And maybe this will break up that emulsion a little bit.
Roger, understand. Run the scroll back and forth between where and where, over.
Make sure you run it backwards first. Backwards no more than half an inch, and then forwards no more than the 37K line. Over.
Roger. Now, if I went, what I did was I had it on range set. I went back to test 5. Does that mean that I have to go all the way through the EMS counterclockwise anymore? Or if I go to range set, will it still be initialized at 37K? Over.
Roger, John. Say again how far back you went, please.
About 3/8 of an inch.
Stand by one. Go ahead.
Roger, we're getting a lot of noise on the high gain in this sub attitude. How about meconomies at this time?
Stand by. Apollo 10 Houston, let's go to Omni Charlie by the checklist. Over.
Then, but it's awful noisy up here.
Okay, Houston, we're going back to the initial entry interface attitude. This noise is about to drive us wild up here on the high gate.
Roger 10, it's okay to go to Omni Charlie now if you'd rather.
Okay, we can go there now, huh? Okay, because we're a little bit ahead of the checklist in going to this attitude. That's why I'm asked. Okay, we're going to Omni Charlie at this time.
Roger. With the EMS, will you describe it one more time so we can give an answer? Over.
Roger, I was on range set when you said wiggly back and forth. So I went back to test 5, brought it back approximately 3/8 of an inch toward 38K, and it started scribing. So I quit and went back to 37, and I'm now on test 5.
Roger,
my question is.
Go ahead with your question.
Do I have to go through another scroll pattern or go clean through the EMS test to get it reset at 37K?
Roger, we'll get an answer for you in just a minute.
I think the answer is no.
Apollo 10, while we're coming up with that answer, we're ready to uplink a state vector. Can we have the computer? Over.
We're in CMC and accept.
Roger, thank you. Up momentarily. That's coming now.
Mark 1 minute to entry interface, at which point Apollo 10 will come back into the effectively the Earth's atmosphere at 400,000 feet.
words, which are different than the last pass. Over.
Okay, Jack, take them one at a time, will you, and let me confirm them with you.
Okay, at our gamma at 400K is now 6.54. Over.
Gamma at 400K.
That's affirmative, and our RET at 0.05G is 0027.
At
0.05G, RET. Okay, that's affirmative, and the next three numbers are in the blackout block. Begin blackout at 0017, end at 0328, and drogues at 0816, over.
Okay, I got begin blackout at 0017, end blackout at 328, and drogues at 816.
That's affirmative.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control to correct a statement earlier in reading the clock. It's now 57 minutes to entry interface instead of 1 minute.
Clock.
Shows we got a 22.2 mile vacuum barrage. Looks good.
Roger 10, and on your EMS, you can go directly to range set, and it'll work. Over.
Roger, thank you. I thought it would. And Houston, we're ready to activate the secondary of apps.
Apollo 10 Houston, let's hold off until EI minus 50, about 6.5 more minutes for the secondary evap, over.
Okay, we'll hold off.
This is Apollo Control. Distance now down to 9,136 nautical miles. Velocity building up. Now at 19,128 feet per second.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to proceed with the VHF check now, and we're configured at the site. If you'll transmit, we'll listen. Over.
Roger, we're reading you right now, VHF, and short count follows 1, 2, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roger, you came in way down in the mud, you faded out, then came back in.
Roger, you're about three by and down in the mud.
Roger, and I've got a one more number to change on your entry pad. Roger.
Hello, Houston, this is 10, how do you read?
Okay, reading you loud and clear now, 10.
Okay, you're still down in the mud. Go ahead with that update.
Okay, the next change is on EMS range to go. Should read 12061, over.
Roger, 12061.
That's affirmed.
Okay, it sounds like you're transmitting on V-Jet and S-band to Jack. Could you go back to S-band only, over?
Roger, S-band only. Your Delta H will be a plus 5-7. The recovery ships are on station. The aircraft are en route. Over.
Roger, plus 5-7.
Roger, 10, go ahead. Landing area 2500 scattered in 10. Winds are 120 at 10 knots, a 3-foot swell, and we're coming up on our 45 minute check momentarily.
Roger.
Okay, John, stand by for a 45 minute check. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay, thank you.
Roger.
We need a go for power arm to check the RCS.
Okay, Jen, we're a go for power arm.
Roger.
Apollo 10 Houston, and both rings look good here.
Roger, they look good to us too.
This is Apollo Control, some 43 minutes now from entry interface. Present distance 6,916 nautical miles out. It's reported that rescue aircraft number 1, 2, and 3 staging out of Samoa are now on station. Ground elapsed time now 191 hours, 6 minutes. Continuing to monitor air ground as the crew approaches the separation time at entry interface minus 15 minutes. Now 42 minutes from entry interface. This is Apollo Control. Both rings of the command module reaction control system have been pressurized. Pyrotechnics are armed. Both rings are showing normal pressure at this time.
You're looking real good there, John.
Well, it feels real good. It's real crisp fine.
This is Apollo Control. The three rescue aircraft are C-130 Herkybird turboprop aircraft. Rescue 1, aircraft commander is Captain Gerald D. Parker of Barberton, Ohio. He's with the 76 Air Rescue Squadron out of Hickam Air Force Base, Hawaii. Rescue 2, Captain John D. Ott, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 79th Air Rescue Squadron, Anderson Air Force Base, Guam. Rescue 3, aircraft commander is Captain Anthony A. Venegas of Kearney, New Jersey. 76th Air Rescue Squadron, Hickam Air Force Base. 39 minutes now to entry. Standing by on air ground live.
And the bats look good.
All right. It's amazing to see an air glow on the horizon again, over.
Yeah, you guys are a little out of your environment now, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't see that up there around the moon.
It's a good round one, I'll tell you that.
This is Apollo Control. Present altitude 4,296 nautical miles. 27 minutes away from entry interface. About 12 minutes away from separating the service module from the command module. This takes place at 15 minutes prior to 400,000 feet, or what is called entry interface. Still live on air ground.
Roger, we're watching you. That's affirmative, Tim. The primary VAP is working.
Minutes from entry interface.
Attitude now. Please complete the SEP checklist.
Roger, Dan.
It's reported that the Apollo 10 for relaying radio communications back through to Houston. 21 minutes now to entry interface. about 6 minutes to separation from the service module. Still live on air ground.
Okay, Houston, calling up program 61.
Roger 10, program 61. Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to verify that the S-band power amp switch is in low, over.
That's affirmative, it's been in low.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, program 61 is entry maneuver to command module. Service module, separation attitude. Now a little over 3 minutes away.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to update your landing cue card. You passed 90,000 feet at 0626, over. You are a go for firearm.
Okay, we're showing
SIP
time.
Roger 10, go ahead.
Okay, we'll go ahead and separate it about 30 seconds early. At 44:30. RCS transfer to command module.
I think separation was nominal.
Roger 10, we copy.
This is Apollo Control. Good separation has been confirmed. Apollo 10 just crossing the West Australian coast in a long track toward the splashdown point, 350 nautical miles east of Pango Pango, American Samoa. Leaving air ground live for any transmissions that do take place prior to entry and beginning of blackout.
Okay, Houston, that was a good sim.
Roger 10, we confirm a good sim.
What happened there was that it started our EMS, and I wonder how to reinitialize that. Did we run all the way through the test pack?
Stand by, we're going to answer for you.
This is Apollo Control, present altitude 1,385 nautical miles.
Apollo 10 Houston on the EMS situation. Best thing to do is to go counterclockwise on your switch back around to test 5, Then advance to the next non-exit skip pattern.
Roger.
Reset your range and your V0, and you're ready to go again. Over.
Roger. That's what I figured.
This is Apollo Control.
Right now.
Roger, 10, we copy.
This is Apollo Control. The discussion has to do with the entry monitor system in which a visual display is given to the crew for scribing the entry range to go from entry interface. Apparently the thing has sorted itself out. Certain amount of levity here in the control room as the recovery plot television display shows the Red Baron on station. This is Apollo Control. The Red Baron has been replaced now by the Apollo Range Instrumented Aircraft, Araya number 5. However, the small sketch of an airplane that's laid out on the recovery plot strangely looks like a Sopwith Camel.
Okay, Houston, we're approaching the entry attitude.
Roger, 10.
Well, we're done up here in entry attitude. It's just compensating for a little water boiler, y'all. We have a mark at 5 minutes to RRT, over.
Roger, mark 5 minutes at the RRT.
mini NS configuration ready to go, and I believe it's going to work.
Roger, we copy.
And we're in P63. I'm sure you can read on your disk key, and R to go is decreasing, and VI is increasing. Everything looks good, over.
Roger, 10.